Radio Wave.
It's time now for our weekly look at the work of the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices.
Now, in this weekly feature, I take a look, with help from the staff at the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices, at the work they undertake in the community.
Now, support is an important element when a relative or friend is being cared for through the hospices, and one of the ways support is offered is through counselling. And with Susie Baker today to find out more. Good afternoon, Susie.
Good afternoon.
So, let me start by asking what your role is here at the hospice.
Okay, I am the counselling services manager at Woking and Sam Beer Hospice in Weybridge.
So what are the counselling services that are offered through the hospice?
We offer one-to-one counselling for adults and for children, and groups for adults and for children, bereavement groups, our social groups. We will visit the clients or patients in their homes if necessary, and we work with all types of client. We work with bereaved people, but also with patients, and we work for those caring for life-limited patients, so we're very flexible.
Now, the counselling itself, when is it actually offered?
Well, we can be flexible about that too. Normally, we will contact a family, a next of kin, at about 6 weeks after their relation has died, but if we're asked to contact them earlier, we will do. And often we meet them on the ward and we really work where we stand, so we can be really flexible.
And from your own experience, how beneficial is this service?
I think it's absolutely vital. I'm passionate about it. One of the difficulties that people face when they've been bereaved is that they feel very alone. Not necessarily lonely, but alone. And it's really important that they have somewhere where they can come and talk about what's happened, and perhaps even if they've got a big caring family, they can't actually tell them what they're feeling. They don't want to upset them, they don't want to, you know, cause any grief to them. Already they're hurting, so they come to us and they can talk about whatever it is in a confidential environment. It's absolutely vital, and the groups are wonderful as well, because they meet people who have experienced the same type of situations they have, and they bond very closely together.
Right. Taking a one-to-one session, obviously because confidentiality, we can't talk about specifics, but what would occur in one of those one-to-one counselling sessions?
We would just help the client walk through their bereavement, if it is a bereavement client that we're working with. We're not there to fix it, we're not there to direct them, but they can often unload very difficult things on us, as they say, that they can't tell their friends or their family. If we're working with a patient, perhaps the patient can talk to us in a way that they can't talk to members of their family. As one patient said to me a while ago, "You can't do anything. I just want you to walk alongside me in the awfulness of it." Yeah. And that sort of said it all, really.
So, in a way, Susie, it's very much a listening service you're providing.
It is a listening service, but also, certainly where a bereaved person is concerned, we are hoping to facilitate them finding a way to live their lives. Often they're told that time will heal and you'll get over it. When you've just been bereaved, you don't really want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But we try and help them wind their grief into their everyday living. They'll never forget the person that has died, but we hopefully will help them live their life in a different way.
Because when somebody that does it in a family does pass away, there's no correct way or standard way that people will grieve, is there?
No, everybody's different. Every family is unique. Every single family that comes into the hospice or we know is completely unique. And, you know, they don't grieve in the same way. And we have to be very flexible in the way that we help them grieve.
So an actual counselling session, one-to-one, how long would that actually last?
That would be 50 minutes. That's a sort of 50 minutes therapeutic hour, yeah. And as I said, we'll work for them for about 6 months unless we need to continue.
Mm. And that's usually with the direct relative or any member of the family?
Any member of the family.
I guess it's not you individually. You have a team. How big is the team of counsellors on offer?
We've got about 26 to 30 counsellors that work for Woking and Sam Beer Hospices. Four of us are paid members of staff, the rest are volunteers, but they're all either qualified counsellor psychotherapists or they're coming to the end of their training. And also we have four or five very, very good cruise counsellors.
Mm. And let's turn briefly to the group sessions. You say that people meet as a group, so how are those arranged?
Oh, I'm absolutely passionate about the groups. They're lovely. They're basically age-related because obviously people under 50 have got different needs than people over 70. Mm-hmm. So they meet once a month at the hospices, most of the groups, and we have coffee and a biscuit and so on. And then they do extracurricular things as well. They go bowling. I took our slightly older age group at Weybridge. We went on a boat down the Thames. We've been to garden centres. Yeah. You know, they make their own activities. They meet for dinner in the evenings. Yeah. And it's just a really lovely way of them meeting people who have got some idea as to what they're going through.
So there's a slight similarity, but everyone's an individual.
Yes, I mean, nobody knows how the other person is feeling, but they do know what it's like to come home to an empty house, and they do know what it's like to lose the person closest to them.
It's marvellous work you do. If somebody's listening who is a trained counsellor, are you keen that they approach to help?
Absolutely. We would love to hear from anyone, and we're very delighted and thrilled if they're interested in the work we do at Working in Sambia.
And as always, I guess the details are on the wonderful website.
On the website, absolutely.
Okay, Susie, thanks for explaining counselling services.
Thank you.
And that was Susie Baker from the Working in Sambia Hospices explaining about the services that she provides there at the hospice. Now, if you'd like to help the hospice and you're thinking about getting fit or doing some more activity in 2015, why not join Team WSB? Well, throughout the hospices, they are taking part in a number of events. They're all raising funds for the work that's necessary there. And the first one event that they are getting the team together for is the Surrey Half Marathon. Now, it's going to take place on Sunday, the 8th of March. So if you are a seasoned runner or you fancy a challenge and now's the time to start and you'd like to get involved, take a look at the Woking and Sambair Hospices website. It's under the section Events, and then you can become part of the Team WSB. And if you're also interested in taking up counselling or helping with the counselling, as Susie mentioned, here's the details.
For more information about the hospices, go to their website, wsbhospices.co.uk. Radio Wales.